In this bulletin, Kylie Moore Gilbert thanks the Australian government for securing her release from prison in Iran. Victoria records 27 consecutive days without any new COVID-19 cases or deaths. And in sport, the football world in mourning following the death of Diego Maradona. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's extremely pleased British-Australian academic Kylie Moore Gilbert has been released from prison in Iran. The University of Melbourne lecturer had been detained in Tehran since September 2018 on charges of espionage, which she strongly denied. Senator Payne says she's spoken to Dr. Moore Gilbert following her release and she's healthy and in good spirits.
On her return, she will enter quarantine, but she will not be alone and she is well supported. I'm not able to disclose the location of her quarantine nor any other private details. We would all understand that Dr. Moore Gilbert has adjustments to make, some plans to consider. So this will be a period of privacy and one expects decompression.
Iranian state media is reporting Dr. Moore Gilbert was freed in exchange for the release of three of its citizens being held overseas. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison is refusing to comment on the circumstances surrounding her release.
Australia that works through diplomatic channels to resolve many issues of this nature. And so it would not be in Australia's interests or for the safety of other Australians who from time to time may find themselves in this situation to acknowledge or confirm or in any way, shape or form. So you can draw no conclusion from those arrangements.
Victoria is reporting its 27th consecutive day without any new coronavirus cases or deaths. The state is now just one day away from reaching the threshold of declaring the elimination of COVID-19. It comes as Tasmania and Queensland prepare to open their borders to Victorians in the coming days. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan is yet to confirm whether he'll allow Victorians to travel to his state without quarantining, despite its consistent record. South Australian authorities say they believe a new COVID-19 infection detected in the state is linked to the Parafield cluster. SA Health issued an alert yesterday saying a female student at Woodfull High School in Adelaide's western suburbs had returned a positive test. It's ordered anyone who attended the school on Monday this week to isolate immediately, along with every member of their household. Authorities say contact tracers have been working through the night and now believe the girl's infection is connected to the Woodville Pizza Bar in Adelaide's north, where a hotel quarantine security guard worked while infectious. United States President Donald Trump has pardoned his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Mr. Trump announced the pardon in a tweet, wishing Mr. Flynn a truly fantastic Thanksgiving. Australia's annual gender equality report shows the pay gap between men and women has barely changed. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency surveyed 4.3 million Australians and found men continue to earn more than women across every industry and occupation. The difference in average wages last financial year was $25,500, with pay inequality hitting women in finance the worst, followed by construction and then real estate. Progress also remains slow on women being appointed to the top levels of organisations. To sport, the football world is in mourning after Diego Maradona died of a heart attack aged 60. Maradona is widely regarded as one of the greatest footballers of all time and was the inspiration for Argentina's World Cup success in Mexico in 1986. He'd been in hospital in Buenos Aires after surgery to remove a blood clot on his brain earlier this month before suffering a fatal heart attack at his home. Former England midfielder Peter Reid, who played opposite Maradona in the infamous Hand of God game at the 1986 World Cup, says despite the fact he cheated by scoring with his hand, he still was a genius.
If you go through some of the videos and some of his goals, he was He was brilliant, and you cannot take that away from him. As much as you want to say, yeah, the first goal in that game was diabolical, you cannot take away the man's absolute ability.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 27. Adelaide, similar conditions, 33. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower or storm, 30. Wollongong, sunny and 27. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, also sunny, 31. Brisbane, cloud clearing, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.